In our daily language, when we feel something overwhelmed or underwhelmed, we will say that it is extreme. In terms of politics, the ordinary usually use extreme to describe political sides that they do not agree with. I don't like them, politicians, because they are too extreme. In terms of personal interaction, we describe the people that we don't like as extremists. Extreme always sounds like a bad word with negative connotations. Staying neutral or standing on a neutral position always seems right.
But is it?
As a neutralist, I am not arguing neutralism is always bad. I just wonder what makes neutralism always look good to most people. Maybe because we know both sides are biased in some way in a binary case, for example, should you pet a dog or not? Both sides are limited in their perspectives despite many convincing reasonings. In a debate scenario, you have to convince the audience firmly standing on the opposite side. As such, as a neutralist, you can easily point out and conclude that both sides are convincing but incomprehensive at the same time. But does being neutral really make you comprehensive? As I mentioned earlier, staying neutral can help you consider all sides relatively objectively, not easily conducting a biased judgment. It can also help you avoid getting involved in conflicts, either politically, culturally, or individually. However, staying neutral is not always helpful for solving a conflict. In reality, when two of your friends argue whether to buy a t-shirt or not in the store, just standing there and remaining neutral does not help you solve your friend's conflict. Telling your friends that the t-shirt is beautiful or not in your opinion, can help end the conflict and avoid wasting time. But if your real opinion is in between, you do not have to pretend you prefer one side in order to solve the conflict. However, instead of staying neutral just because of your fear of showing subjectivity, try being more honest with yourself and your friends. In addition, staying absolutely neutral in reality is not possible. In reality, we have to act other than stay sedentary. Every action implies a potential inclination to a certain side. Observing and doing nothing like what nature does to human beings is ideal but not feasible. We have to take a stand in reality, either consciously or unconsciously, by our actions. You may choose not to get involved in your friend's conflict, but the action of choosing not to get involved itself also shows a certain position. Why couldn't we say it is another kind of extremism? Therefore, there may exist a relative neutralism in reality, but not absolute neutralism.